Families USA did a state-by-state projection of how many people have lost health insurance since the last census and how many more will be without coverage by the time this Congress ends its session in 2010. In Wisconsin, it's estimated that 450 people a week will lose health insurance. Families USA Director Ron Pollack says those decrying the reform process as too hasty fail to recognize all the previous analysis put into the matter.
The president does want to move forward promptly, but that's not the same thing as saying that we're starting from scratch and trying to do this in a few weeks. Quite the contrary.
Some states, including Wisconsin, have expanded their Medicaid programs to insure more people. Pollack says such initiatives, while commendable, may not be sustainable.
I don't know of any state that can solve this problem on its own. If you read about Massachusetts, you'll see that there's some rollback in terms of what Massachusetts is trying to do with its pioneering program. And the reason for that is that Massachusetts got precious little help from the federal government.
More help from the federal government could come with reform. The House is expected to vote on this issue this month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.